Imagine having to keep your relationship a secret from your family for fear that they would disown you if they found out who you were dating. We received a text a few weeks ago from a lesbian couple who are dating in secret because of their family's disapproval. It's a real Juliet and Juliet story, so I went to find out more.
The Hookup. Love and f***ing on Triple J.
Warning, sex and adult themes.
I took the train an hour out of Sydney to meet Jess and Sarah. They're a young lesbian couple who spend the majority of their relationship in their car. It's the only place that they could be together because Jess's parents are Catholic and Sarah's a Muslim, and neither families know about their relationship.
Growing up in a Lebanese family, especially with girls, your parents always, you know, bring their girls up to aspire to marriage, aspire to be the best housewife, be the best wife, you know, have a husband, have kids, have family.
My family's Sunni, which is the most common sect. I consider myself atheist, something my mum's uncomfortable with, something my father doesn't even know about.
When are you going to get married? When are you going to get married? This boy's nice, this boy's nice, this boy's nice, but not so much. Run away with your secret girlfriend to a random country and try to live your life. That's a big no in our culture.
But in saying that, even if I was male with my background, it'd still be hard for us to be together because her family's Christian and my family's Muslim.
My parents are here in Australia because of the war in Lebanon, you know, and the war in Lebanon was between Christians and Muslims, you know, and they can't seem to get their head around that they're different. They're multiple, like, different kinds of Muslims. They're not all the same, but my parents, you know, they suffered death in the family because of that war.
And even if I was a male Christian Lebanese guy, we still wouldn't be able to have sleepovers or be open about the fact that we have a sex life or anything. So either way, it's not an open or comfortable scenario. It's just we happen to stumble upon the worst combination.
I know plenty of females, even males, who are bisexuals or homosexual, and not one of them, it's very rare for any of them to come out to their parents. You know, it's not accepting whatsoever in our culture and within our religion. They just like to believe that, you know, each of their child, you know, has that idea, no sex before marriage. Whereas plenty of us,
I guarantee, I know both plenty of our parents, both sets of parents think we're virgins.
Yeah.
With guys or girls. But it's hard because we always have to wait until it's quite late. Because otherwise there's traffic, there's people, obviously. And the chance of getting caught is pretty high. So we've had to tint both of our car windows. and we're pretty familiar with, like, the spots where we go. The people that live there, we kind of know, like, even their times that they come home and the cars that they drive and what to watch out for.
How often it is.
yeah, and we're not even, like, nymphos or anything, but that's just the life.
It's just a healthy sex life, but it's just difficult. We can't have a healthy sex life because we have to constantly hide it.
Yeah, even if we're not doing it, we still hang out in the car a lot.
Because we can, even if we just want to snuggle or, I don't know, just
be
chill,
alone.
Be alone, have our alone time just as a normal couple. The only place we can do it is here in the car because in our area, we know so many people.
Like, you can't exactly hold hands and relax. Even then, we look over our shoulders. Like, today when we kissed hello, we, like, had to do a quick, and then a quick peck, and then look again.
It's a constant thing in your mind. You always have to be careful of who's around.
The Hookup on Triple J.
We're parked in a dead-end street. It's an industrial area near the highway where they've spent a lot of time together. It's dark, there are no houses around. It was where they used to go to have sex until it became dangerous.
So we were in the back seat and we were still undressed, and it was probably like 2:30, 3 in the morning on like a Saturday night or a Friday night, and we were just hanging out, and then some cars rocked up and immediately, like, we scrambled to, like, cover our chests.
He had pulled up right next to us.
And a car. This guy pulled up right next to us, got out of the car, came with a torch right up to the window and shone his light on us. And instead of going, oh, like, I'm shit, I'm sorry, and turning away, he just kept staring at us. big dude, had a massive beard. He looked like he was on something. He was telling us to come out of the car. I want to talk to you. Come out, get out of the car. We were freaking out. And there was two cars as well. And as soon as he turned to talk to his friend, Jess just leapt into the front seat. We had to, like, reverse out, try and, like, do a six-point turn to get out. And then as soon as we drove off, he was following us, like, tailgating us, flashing his high beams, beeping at us. Luckily, the police station's so close because I'm like, just drive past the police station so they leave us alone. And luckily, they turned off at the last minute, but that freaked us out so bad. I burst out into tears because I just felt so victimized. God knows what he was going through, what was going through his head. Since then, we don't do anything here. We don't hook up here anymore. I used to, believe it or not, go to church every single Sunday. Every Sunday I'd go to church. I was part of the youth committee and I was part of all the programs, done as much as I could. I even went to a very religious school. However, a couple of years ago I came out to my parents and that didn't go down so well. It was when I asked to go to Mardi Gras and they said no. I said, why? And they go, because they're disgusting. And then I go, well, I'm going to go. And they just kept saying no. And then I started crying. And they noticed that I got very emotional about it. And they said, why are you getting so emotional? Why are you crying? And that's when it all came out. And that's, you know, they brought everyone over the house. And the next day they sent me to church and sent me to a priest, you know, talk her out of it. Something's wrong with her. And then a month or 2 months later, they sent me overseas.
I asked Jess about what the priest said to her.
To be honest with you, I barely remember the conversation because I want to forget about it. I remember him putting his arms out and saying, you have this option or you have this option. This option in one hand where you have family and, you know, a husband and happiness, but you have, you know, this option where you have no family, and he listed all the negatives about it. And I'm like, I can find happiness either way. I don't have to, you know, my happiness is not only in this palm with a husband and kids and a family. I can find happiness in many ways. You know, I have happiness with Sarah, but I also have happiness with my family. So it's just what I decide. Either way, I'm going to lose something in my life. I know that much. I think that's the worst thing. The worst thing is that you want both of them, but you can't have both. It's quite hard to, you know, walk into a church knowing that no one accepts you there. You know, it's looked down upon. I don't necessarily think that, let's say, God looks down upon me, but I know that other people will judge me, especially, you know, my parents and my family. Sorry, it's a bit of a sensitive topic to me, religion, because I'd like to just... I want to be a Christian and a good Christian, but everyone else just makes me feel like I'm the worst.
You know what's funny, though? The fact that our parents are the way they are, I don't think they realise that it just pushes us closer together. It makes us more committed. It does the reverse of what they want.
Despite the situation, Jess and Sarah actually seem pretty hopeful.
We're planning to move to New York. And just work there and make some money and
travel.
Not so much.
Working holiday. But it's just to... Because when you've got all these things going on around you, it's so hard to stop and see if the actual relationship itself is working or is worth it. Or if you're pushing for it because you want to prove something. Or if you're having problems because of everything around you. So it'll be good to just...
get to know each other.
to be free and actually work out if it's worth committing to and going through all the pain that's going to come along with it if we decide to pursue it. Even if we decided to come out tomorrow and stand our ground, we will never live a normal life the way a hetero couple would with our parents' blessings. Even if we wanted to be together and have a family or whatever,
You'd have to understand that
we'd be isolated.
Could lose our parents, definitely.
Yeah, they would never treat us equally. Even if it was a resentful acceptance, which is probably the best case scenario, they'd still treat us differently. And if we had children, they'd definitely treat them differently too, I reckon.
And that's my battle every day, love and family. That it's a constant battle between Sarah and my parents. Who's going to win?
It's not funny. I'm not joking. I definitely feel that too. That's my biggest fear. That the ultimatum hits.
The Hookup on Triple J.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And if you have a story that you want to tell, you can always get in touch with us. Message us through the Hookup Facebook page, or you can email thehookup@abc.net.au.